Blog Talk Radio.
Are you serious? Are you serious, people? Are you serious with yourself? Are you serious with your God? Are you serious with your family members? Are you serious about your life? Are you serious? Or do you make excuses for everything that you believe you can't do? You notice what I say? You believe that you can't. Time for us to be serious about what's going on in this earth, what's going on in this world, what's going on with our children, what's going on with our lives and the lives of the people in our families, what's going on around us. It's time for us to be serious and stop thinking like children. It's time for you people to grow up. Grow up. Stop saying you believe in God, you believe in this, and you believe in that, but you're not making no progress in your life. None whatsoever. Personality, character, deceiving yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Stop believing that things gonna get better. You continue to operate and do things the same way all your life. Nothing is gonna change like that. Nothing is gonna stop like that. Nothing is gonna get better like that. You actually have to make steps and initiatives into becoming a better, to change your life and be better and change your circumstances around you. Nobody can help you. And I say that from experience, because I know that. No one is going to help you to do anything. Only the people that God put in your path. When I say God, I'm talking about the God of Israel. That's the only God I believe in. I don't believe in no other God in this earth, because I know that there is no other God in this earth. So no one is going to help you do nothing but the Father. The God of Israel. Only if you do something that he wants you to do, and if you operate in the way he wants you to operate, then he'll step in and help you to resolve and do something that he wants you to do. Fear of failure, fear of going forward, fear of doing something else, fear of doing something different, fear of getting involved in a new relationship. Fear, just fear, 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 fear. Fear, so much fear. Don't fear. Don't fear. You must do what you feel and what you know that is right to do. That is right to do. Whatever that is, you have a conscience. Your conscience will tell you when you're doing something right and when you're doing something wrong and when you're doing something and you shouldn't do something. The conscience is the same little voice that you always do. inner voice, that middle voice, which is the conscience, that will live forever. The conscience will tell you, you're doing this wrong, you shouldn't have did it that way, you should have did it another way. But most of the times, we don't listen to that little quiet, still, beautiful voice that comes to us to direct us and to lead and guide and tell us which way we need to go and why we should do it and why we shouldn't do it. So many times, I'm just speaking from experience now, so many times I have heard that voice, that conscious, that beautiful voice, that voice that tells you what you do. Perfect example to what happened the other night. I was getting out of my car and I heard the voice say, don't lock the doors. Don't lock the doors. The doors open. So, you know, I'm aware that I can hear the voice. I'm aware that it's there. It's been there since I was a child, always to hear. Don't lock the doors. So me just wanting to do it my way or do it the way I feel it should be done. That is me out and lock all the doors to me. With his holy angels and their greatness and the Holy Spirit. I did not realize, I called myself locking all the doors and rolling the window up, and I left one of the windows down, a little bit down, not even that far down where you can stick your hand in there and open the door. So we had problems and we struggled to get in and get the window down so we can get in. But we managed to get in. You got a conscience. You got a conscience. You can do good or you can do bad. You can do good or bad. The spirit of the God of Israel, or the Holy Spirit, is the one that operates and speaks to us and tells us things to do through the good part of the conscience, which is the spirit. Okay, then you have the flesh part of the conscience. That's the part that always got you doing wrong, always got you doing things you shouldn't be doing, and wasting so much time doing this and doing that when you should be doing something else. See, that's another part of the conscience.